Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1 Round Rock. Let's pause for station identification. 2-1, the Express in the lead, and they have a new pitcher in the game. The southpaw, Brock Burke, who fires a first pitch strike to Trey Sweeney, 0-1. Burke, 6'4", 210, a 27-year-old from Chicago, Illinois. On a rehab assignment with the Express, a cut and a miss by Sweeney, and the count quickly 0-2. Burke also made an appearance yesterday and pitched the eighth inning for the Express. Had a little bit of an unlucky inning as his next pitch, 0-2, off the outside. Ball one to Sweeney. Gave a base hit to right, and then a bloop single to right. Got the next two on a strikeout. And then an infield hit as the next pitch is off the outside for ball two. And with Austin Gauthier on second, a grounder to the right side that Jonathan Ornelas picked up and then slipped while trying to find his footing to make a throw as Burke fires the next pitch on the outside corner. Ring him up for a called strike three. And that's out number one here in the seventh inning. Strikeout for Burke. Gauthier, who is stepping up here, was rounding third base, seeing Ornelas slip, and just kept going. And Ornelas got up and threw to the plate in plenty of time to get out number three in that eighth inning. So three hits, two strikeouts, five batters total, as Gauthier hits a soaring fly ball to right back onto the warning track. Sandro Fabian, he makes the catch for out number two. So Burke was a little unlucky with a couple of hits and then lucky with the base-running mistake by Gauthier in his inning yesterday, pitching in back-to-back days here. Two down, and the base is empty for Chris Owings. Right-handed batter Owings takes the first pitch right down the pipe for a called strike one. Owings ground out in the third and then reached on an infield hit in the fifth inning, one for two. Takes the next pitch off for ball one. Burke suffered a right-hand fracture earlier this year pitching for the Rangers. The next pitch popped off the right side out of play. Making his seventh appearance for Round Rock this season. A 3.38 ERA in eight innings so far. Eight hits allowed, two walks, and six strikeouts. Entering this appearance, has a strikeout in this one already. The next pitch misses to Owings for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, bases empty, a one-run lead for the Express in the bottom of the seventh inning. Araú is on deck as Burke fires up and away, missing for ball three. And Burke, jumping, spinning off the mound there, might have planted awkwardly. Takes a moment, picks up the rosin bag, dry his hand off a bit. Now back on the rubber. 3-2 on Owings. The payoff pitch from Burke, swing and a foul back. And the count remains three balls and two strikes. Infield back, pretty well straight up. As Owings gets a piece of an off-speed pitch out in front of it, taps it foul over toward the first base dugout. 3-2, the count remains on Owings. Burke comes set. The lefty's 3-2 pitch, up and away, ball four. And Owings takes a two-out walk. So now Araouz will hit. Jonathan Araouz, Panama native, 25-year-old, spent some time with the Yankees in the big leagues last year. Well, that's the Mets, actually. First pitch is fouled back. No balls and a strike on Araouz. A-R-A-U-Z. Runner on first, two out. Burke misses off the outside, 1-1. Araouz originally signed as an international free agent by the Phillies. Big cut and a miss on the next pitch. And the count now 1-2. Made his pro debut back in 2015. On two strikes. Burke to the plate. At the bottom of the zone. Ring him up. A called strike three. And that ends the inning. Burke a couple of strikeouts looking. Deep fly out to right and a walk. And he strands the runner on first base. We go to the eighth inning. Round Rock has a 2-1 lead. Express Baseball continues in a moment on Sports Radio AM 1300 The Zone.